Ryan Berg is representing Storm Lake St. Mary's with our last spotlight of the year for the school, and some exciting times for the students to get done with school. But I was thinking more about your science room, Ryan. You've had one renovation project, and now another one is going to begin.
Yes, this summer we will be renovating our high school science room after our middle school science room was renovated last year, thanks in large part to a $100,000 donation from Joe Nimmers. We will be refurbishing the cabinets and countertops and the different furnishings of the room, and there will be a dedicated laptop, computer lab kind of thing in the room then as well, new projector and lab equipment and microscopes and all those kinds of things. So should be a great addition to our science department there. And the nice thing too, over the last couple of years then, when you factor in the middle school renovation last year, it'll be about $400,000 worth of STEM improvements to our school in just about the last year. So that's awesome for our students and their science education.
Very exciting, no question about that, and a great way to start the spotlight this morning, and I guess a great way to end it would possibly be with you mentioning some big events coming up here in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year. We got only, just under 2 weeks left here or so, and lots of events going on. Actually, just yesterday, the grade 6, 7th, and 8th grade students attended a field trip to the Omaha Henry Dorley Zoo, thanks in part to a $700 grant that they earned from Target. And then coming up here, we've got all kinds of events going on Wednesday, May 9th. We have our high school awards ceremony at 1:15, followed by the baccalaureate ceremony for our graduating seniors. We'll start at 2:30 in the church. And then our graduation ceremony will be coming up on Sunday, May 13th, starting at 2 o'clock. This year we have an alum from the class of 1968, John P. Meyer, will be our guest speaker. He's the former vice president of the Sprint Nextel Corporation, so we're looking forward to hearing him. He's flying all the way in from Florida to give his words of wisdom to our graduates. Mm-hmm. And then Monday of next week, we also have an awards day for our middle school and a little 8th grade appreciation prayer service to kind of round out their year as well. And then also even the elementary gets in on some of the action there too. Elementary track and field day is going to be coming up here on Friday, May 11th as well. So lots of things going on, as well as final exams just around the corner for all of our high school students. And so we're looking to end on a strong note and have a nice summer waiting for us.
Absolutely. And Ryan, thank you. And to everyone at the school who pitch in their way to make our spotlight a success again this year, and both of our sponsors as well, Snyder Auto Body and the Murray and Murray Law Firm. Berger, have a great day and enjoy the graduation coming up on Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Chris. And thanks to you guys for all your great support throughout the year and getting all kinds of information out there for us.
And it's our pleasure. And that's what the school spotlight is for, right here on Mix 101.7.